You're listening to KHOM, Radio Without the Rules.
And that was David Bowie with Wild as the Wind, one of my favorites. And Bailey tells me that is the first time it is being played on KHOM. Is that correct?
Which is exciting, yeah. Right?
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Karen here is a huge David Bowie fan.
Huge, yeah.
Huge David Bowie fan. You're also a pretty amazing writer, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're the writer in residence on over at the West Haven Center for the Arts?
I am.
And you're the first writer in residence. How did you get involved with West Haven Center for the Arts?
Well, that was great. I just relocated to Humboldt County in January, actually, from the East Coast. So something in common with you there.
Yeah, yay! Fellow East Coast.
And yeah, I had heard about West Haven Center for the Arts, and I got in touch with Roy King, who is their new director. And he and I talked about, you know, the program for a writer in residence, the possibility for a program for a writer in residence, which they hadn't had to date. And I was really enthusiastic and I was psyched that he was too. So I kind of took advantage of that.
Oh, cool. Awesome. What sort of program do they have? An idea for the writer in residence?
They haven't had anything before for a writer in residence. They have an artist in residence and a musician in residence. And so really, I wanted to sort of gauge what the interest was in the community for writing, because I think it really goes hand in hand with the visual arts and with music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree so. And the West Haven Center for the Arts, you want to give me a brief overview as to what they do?
They're a nonprofit organization, and actually they're coming up on their 20th anniversary, which is very exciting. Awesome. There will be some events planned for fall to celebrate that. And so I'm really kind of excited to have come in right then. But they have shows on a regular basis in their beautiful gallery. They're also working on focusing on healing arts. So there's yoga. There are music performances, Tai Chi, all sorts of different things coming into the center for the community.
Yeah, they always have really amazing stuff that's going on there. And you can always drive up there from Arcata or wherever else like that.
Yeah, it's funny. I think people think of West Haven as being sort of the middle of nowhere, but it really was a short drive even here to Ferndale. So, you know, it is really right around the corner. And we are seeking to reach out to the community, the greater community here in Humboldt, which...
And it's a beautiful area up there.
It really is,
isn't it? Yeah. Whenever friends come to town, Trinidad is like the first place. I take them on the scenic highway. We get off on the exit there.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
that's how I ended up here. I mean, I saw that and I said, well, that's it. I went back to Rhode Island. I packed up my bags and here I am. So yeah, it is. It's a beautiful area.
But you've been writing for a long time.
I have, you know, I mean, my whole life, really. But it's nice. Within the last several years, I've had some sort of unexpected but happy successes.
Which is really cool. You're, in addition to being like you write for the Huffington Post, you also, you're a best-selling author. There's another blog you write for as well, Elephant Journal.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been enjoying that too. That's, The Mindful Life is their slogan. And that's certainly something I agree with.
Which is pretty cool. How did you get involved with all that?
You know, I just seek out publications where I admire the work, places that I see them posting the kinds of writing that speaks to me.
Well, that makes complete and total sense.
How about that?
Right on. And you have this workshop, which is going on. It starts today, but goes for 4 consecutive Thursdays all the way through June.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So starting tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at West Haven Center for the Arts, people can feel free to drop in. It's $15 to drop in or $50 for the full series of 4 classes. It should be a small enough group that I can work with anybody one-on-one who maybe can't come tonight but could come for 1 or 2 of the other evenings. And really the idea is just to help people move past blocks to accomplishing writing projects in their own life and find ways to express themselves through writing, whether it's, you know, something they intend for publication or just for their own satisfaction.
Should it be for somebody who is an experienced writer, or someone like me who doesn't have a lot of writing, creative writing experience?
Oh, all levels of experience are welcome. And I think we can find ways to make it work for everybody. One of the things that I enjoy about workshops is when the students kind of learn from each other. So having different ranges of ability, age, experience. That really helps contribute to the environment, I think.
Is there a minimum age for those that should attend this workshop?
There is not. Yeah. In fact, actually, we have another local author, Allison Silver, who is, I think she's 18 now, but was 15 when she wrote her first book, which was called Half Drowned. And she is going to be attending. I'm not sure if she'll be there for the whole series, but I know she mentioned she plans to drop in. So she's a very young author who has had some success with her work. So
that's really cool.
Isn't it?
All of you authors get together and teach other people the craft, which is really super neat.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool. Well, once again, this is happening on over at the West Haven Center for the Arts, and it's from 6 until 8, so a two-hour workshop, and it goes all the way through June on Thursdays from 6 until 8. So it's $15 to drop in, $50 for the entire series, which is a savings of $10, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you go on out and learn how to, I guess, expand your writing horizon, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward to seeing people.
Oh, awesome. Now, on another note, you are an amazing, well, of course, because you're an amazing writer, you're an amazing storyteller as well. And you've told me, like, so much great stuff about David Bowie since the times that we ironically met each other. You ended up calling to help get an event onto the Lowdown.
That's right. Yeah.
A long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was really sweet. I know this is completely off the cuff, so if you don't have anything, do you have any stories?
You know,
David Bowie? You have so many of them.
Bowie. You know, I mean, I was raised on David Bowie. My father sang me to sleep with Space Oddity, which was part of his sort of bizarre repertoire. So I was really, I grew up on it. And I think one of the things that I loved so much about his work was how he evolved. And, you know, he was referred to as a chameleon, but really, I just think he was a tremendously creative, tapped in person. You know, he was always performing but also always looking to take things to the next level, which I think as creative people is one of the best things we can do. So, yeah, I find him really inspiring, and
that was a great. I like how you said take it to the next level, because you're helping people do that with their writing with this workshop.
Oh, that's certainly the hope. I think that's the best thing that we can do as creative people is work with each other and try to take things to the next level.
Well, on that, we're going to go ahead and play Moon Age Daydream.
Sweet, thank you.
Bowie.